Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 402, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 24, Movie Madness, part 1.
It aired July 21st, the year 2001, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. Josh.
Jake.
I'm very excited for this episode.
Me too. Because of you, because you're excited and you've talked about
it. I've talked about it so much that we decided to get a guest on for this episode. So welcome back to the show for the first time since Turbo, Shannon Maynor.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming back for this wonderful pair of episodes. I think you and I are the two people who love these episodes the most.
They're just so stupid that I love them a lot because they're having the most fun.
Yeah, I'm very excited to watch and talk about them. Shannon, the last time you were on was, when did we do Turbo? So many years ago.
A Bulk and Skull episode of Turbo.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Was it the payphone episode? The last parcel?
Yeah, it was something about packages. Parcel?
Yeah, I think it was called Parts and Parcel. Boy, why do I remember this shit?
I don't know. All of Turbo is a blur to me.
Because
it goes so fast.
I know. I've been thinking about rewatching it. I don't know why. So we did your history. That was a million years ago. I guess we'll just pull a page from Sailor Biz. Any recent Power Rangers developments in your life?
Well, it's not that recent, but it's relevant. I have met Jason Font and Dan Southworth.
How are they?
They're the best. They're so nice.
I'm so glad to hear that. I know I've heard tale from you that Dan Southworth has a very specific
the rock view, bottom.
The very specific the rock bottom. No, it's a very specific view on Power Rangers. It's very good.
Yeah, he doesn't like it, and I kind of love how much he doesn't like it.
Yeah, he just doesn't care who knows that he doesn't care.
Yeah, like I went and saw a panel. It was him and Jason, and Jason loves it. He loves everything about it. Actually, the panel room was really small, so there was only like 8 people, and like me and David were the only two that he didn't recognize. So he came up and introduced himself to us.
That is wild.
Yeah.
what a good man.
Yeah, he was really nice. So he was all bright and bubbly and happy, and people would be like, "Dan, what's your favorite part of Power Rangers?" He's like, "The paycheck."
That's great. I love Dan Southworth so much.
I can't believe they're just their characters in real life.
100%.
They're perfect. I saw, I follow them both on Instagram, and Dan, they were both I don't know what they were doing, but they were just sparring against each other. And the caption on the video, on Dan Southworth's video was like, "Oh, what's this for? Like, we're going to be doing something soon where we got to fight each other." And I was like, "Don't you tease me."
Turns out it's for the Order.
God, I want the Order to become... Where'd it go, Karen? What'd you do with the Order?
Was Southworth supposed to be a part of that?
Oh, yeah. He's one of the bad guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, which is a real bummer because Johnny Young Bosch also becomes a bad guy. And all I want in my life is for those two to fight forever.
It'd be so good.
Yeah.
It's like a mirror match from Mortal Kombat.
There is a movie where they do fight. I don't remember what it's called. It's called like Blood of the Yakuza or something like that. I'm gonna figure it out. It's got two names. It's an Extreme Heist Wicked Game situation.
Yes.
But I think that's what we're gonna be doing after Time Force because I wanna watch that. I'm trying to think of any other questions that pertain to Time Force, but
I met those two. I haven't met anyone else. At least from Time Force.
How do you feel about Deborah Estelle Phillips getting younger as she gets older?
It's amazing and good for her.
Yeah, she looks great. I was about to ask something else. You watched Beast Morphers premiered.
Yes.
No spoilers. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah,
I'm recording it Saturday.
It's very good.
Yeah, I'm going to be a week behind because regular Nickelodeon is not on Sling.
Oh, that's weird.
What do you got, like Nick 2?
I got Nicktoons and Nick Teen Nick.
And Snick?
No, Snick.
And Snick at Night?
I think it's just those two. And I think on the package I don't have, they have Nick Jr. But there's no just like Nickelodeon.
I bet it's because they have their own app.
Probably.
I have.
But Beast Morphers does air a rerun a week late on Nicktoons.
Oh,
so
nice.
I have that set to record. So I'm going to watch that
okay.
This weekend.
I have my mother's password to her DirecTV, and so I can watch things on channels that need you to log in. So I'm probably going to try to watch Beast Morpher sometime this week, but I did not catch the premiere. But it's good, Shannon?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw that like fight preview that they posted.
Yeah, that looked dope.
Looked very good.
Yeah, all the fights are really good.
I'm very excited.
All the characters are really fun, and they do like a really good job of just like setting everyone up immediately. So like, it's just a nice introduction episode.
Nice. Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. We're not going to be talking about it a ton on this show probably, but I can guarantee you that Ranger Danger is going to be doing episodes on it. So if you want to hear people talk about new Power Rangers, hop on over to those boys.
And if you want to hear our opinions on it, stay tuned for, I don't know, 15 more years.
I think probably 10. Well, we'll check the math with Benny, but I think it's somewhere in the nines or tens. So if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch episode of Power Rangers, we come back and talk about it. We're due to Movie Madness. We got to guess. We're going to blow through this. Y'all ready to go watch Movie Madness Part 1?
Yeah.
All right.
Time for Time Force.
And we're back, and we just watched Movie Madness Part 1, and it rules.
Yep.
Pretty good.
It's a lot of fun.
Just as good as I remember, maybe better. There was one yikes. I did have a yike. Singular.
I did yell at the TV one time.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, I mean, overall, I had a very good time.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next week for part 2.
That was it. We'll see you Friday for part 2. No, before we get to that, heyjakeandjosh.com/morphingrid. That's our archive. That's the website where the episodes live. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Schnozberry Podcasts. We're on Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Podbaby and Podners. Giddy up, Podner. Your time is up. This is the end of the old dusty trail for you, Podner.
That was a theme for this episode.
Yeah, this is the dumbest one I've ever done, I think. And if you want to leave us a rating and review on any of those places, that'd be great, especially on Podners. They're really trying to make it work, so if you could just support them, that'd be great. Hey, Future Jake, don't buy the domain, please. For me.
That one's a little too stupid. I don't think there's a market for Podners.
No, probably not. Pod partner? Too wordy. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including Tattoo Teen Jelly Fights from Beverly Hills episodes and early episodes of this very program. And also a bunch of Pokemon stuff, whether or not you like it. Because it all goes there. That's a literal tall drink of water you got there, Shannon.
It's a huge bottle.
You had to hold it 3 feet away from your mouth. This is a Monday episode, which is normally when we do emails and reviews and all the housekeeping stuff, but we got a guest, so that's gone. So if you emailed us, we'll get back to you next week, unless we forget. Y'all want to jump in?
Yes.
I almost called it Time Force again. To Movie Madness Part 1. We start off on Trip and Wes watching a wild, wild western movie. And it's a very, very old movie that was probably public domain that they could play on TV during TV, because that's what they do with cartoons and movies in shows.
Yeah, that makes sense. There's probably a ton of old westerns out there they can grab.
Yeah, I imagine there's a bunch that were made and they were like, here it is. And they're like, you forgot to put a copyright on it. And they're like, ah, we'll get them next time. They are having so much fun.
They are just tossing popcorn like crazy.
Yeah, it's a little...
It's very wasteful.
Yeah.
But they're cute, so it's okay.
Yeah, I would categorize what they are doing as hooting and hollering.
Yes.
I think. So they're doing a hoot and a holler, and Jen is trying to, I guess, do her taxes or something on the computer.
She's doing research.
She's emailing back and forth, doing some clerical work, and she is not happy about all the hooting and or hollering, and so she gets up and like turns the TV off, and they're like, hey, we're watching that, and then Wes says something about how he's teaching Trip about Westerns. You know, a viable genre of movie.
It's really important.
Yeah. At one point, he's like, look, all the good guys have the white hats and the bad guys have the black hats.
Yes, and that is important and also real. Do you either of you know why that is?
Because it was in black and white.
Nope.
And you have to differentiate somehow.
That's a tiny bit of it. No. Jana, do you know?
I do not.
It's because the good guys are the heroes of the movie, and so you want to light them better. So the white hats reflect light better than the black hats.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah. So that's why the good guys wear white hats and the bad guys wear black hats. Film school.
Well, lucky it works out that way.
Yeah. I had to use a ton of film school knowledge the other day at work talking about a TV, and I realized that I don't remember a ton of it. I was trying to explain why 4K is better than 1080p, and it's because the guy would not accept it's bigger. It's twice as many lines. Like, I don't know what you want from me. So I was like, there's like a whole thing with like the scan chip, and like it's twice as big so they can compress it more and it's still sharp even though it's a big TV. I don't know, man. Just do you want the Vizio or not?
There's just more pixels.
You got so many more pixels. I don't know what you're trying to get from me. I don't even work in this department. So she's mad. She's like telling them, like, I'm trying to do work, blah, 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 blah. In come Katie and Lucas, and they're like, they're shooting a movie down the street. Let's go. So Trip and Wes hop up and just like, no, we have too much work to do, and I'm mad now, so we're not going to watch the movie. But it turns out, as Lucas mutters under his breath, I thought she liked Frankie Chang movies.
I have so many questions.
You feel like they'd start with that if they knew that would sell her.
You would think, but they didn't. For the joke?
I have one very big question.
Okay, it might be the question that I also have.
Because that's her favorite.
Yes, because she's like, oh, Frankie Chang, and then she like gets up to go. Like she's like excited.
From the future?
Uh-huh.
That's her favorite actor from the future, I guess?
No, that's her favorite actor of all time.
Okay, so I guess... do you still watch Frankie Chang movies in the year 3000?
I'm going to still be watching Jackie Chan movies in the year 3000, so yeah.
I still watch stuff from the 20s.
That is a much smaller distance than 1,000 years.
I guess that is only like 100. Yeah.
Almost 100.
Almost 100.
But here's the thing. We didn't have movies 1,000 years ago, so we don't know if we would still be watching them or not.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we're still looking at, like, super old art from, like, thousands of years ago.
That's true. She probably has to go to a museum to watch Frankie Chang movies. They got Rumble in Yonkers in Battle of Yonkers in, it's at the Louvre. She's got to go to future France to watch a Frankie Chang movie.
It's up next to his wig.
Yep. Oh God.
Oh, what a bad wig.
That wig is literally them being like, you know, like Jackie Chan's hair.
You know how he's just like Jackie Chan?
Exactly.
100%. I feel like that dude took that wig off and had that exact same hair underneath.
Yes. They just wanted to look bad.
I did not get the play on the name until we got to the movie set.
What, Frankie Chang?
Yeah, it didn't click with me until I saw the way he was acting, and I was like, oh, like Jackie Chan.
Yeah. So she's like, she gets up and goes, she's like, come on, what are you waiting for? And then like goes, and we go to the theme song, and when we come back, they are at, well, when we come back, we're not on the set, we're watching the movie. Like, we are watching this Frankie Chang movie. It's letterboxed, which is a really nice touch.
Yeah.
I really like that. It's just Jackie Chan. He's just doing Jackie Chan stunts.
He's making like the same faces and doing the same.
Yeah,
like
he's wearing what he wore in Rumble in the Bronx. Like, he's got a bad wig. He does some very distinctly Jackie Chan stunts. The jump over a chair to drop kick a guy to land in a chair is dope. This whole episode is like, hey, stunt guys, we love you. Have fun. Because I just wrote rad ass fight.
It was. Pretty accurate. Nope.
I write that a lot in this episode.
When we get to the part where we see like the outside of it, I like that they're actually accurate with like moving apart like the pads and stuff. I was like, all right, I'm glad these actors are being safe.
Yeah.
I really liked it when the camera pulled out and you see like the pads come sliding in and out. And it's a good little peek behind the curtain.
I have one little gripe, but it's It's fine. Again, I went to film school, so like, and I try to repress that as best I can, but some things just like spark, and I'm like, ah, why didn't anyone call for sound? How did they just walk onto the set? Because they just walk on. They're just on here now.
Yeah, they're just on a movie set. And in a minute, Wes is going to put himself in a movie.
That is the buck wildest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I will say, as someone that lives in Atlanta, sometimes you accidentally find yourself walking onto either a TV set or a movie set and getting yelled at. You're like, I'm just trying to go to my office. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I live here.
I don't remember what show it was. It was one of the CSIs, or no, maybe it was NCIS LA, but in one episode they filmed at the Burbank Mall when I worked there. So you can see me very far in the background, like barely, walking home from when I worked at Macy's.
Nice.
It was a bad time.
See, on a 1080 TV, it'd be really hard to zoom in and see you. But on a 4K, you could make your face out.
I could be the star of that episode of NCIS Los Angeles. It'd be me and Deeks.
I forget what TV show it was, but there's a TV show filming right in front of the door to our studio. You know, the studio that makes Archer, another TV show.
Right.
And they kept getting mad at everyone trying to get to the door to go upstairs. And we're just like, we should just go prop the door open with our Emmy and they'll leave us alone.
That would be great. What a power move.
What a flex.
Yes. Not an odd one. I would say a normal, reasonable flex.
Yeah, I feel like it's an appropriate flex when like some TV show that I can't remember their name of was yelling at us. I know Carla from Scrubs was on it because I saw her chilling at the craft table.
Oh, was that nail show?
I think so.
Where they ran a nail salon but also were mafia?
Is that Claws?
Yes.
It wasn't Claws. It was some other title.
Maybe it was a different show that she was on.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't nails. It was definitely something where it was a service industry though.
I don't know. I know what show you're talking about because I recently was like, oh, Carla from Scrubs is working again. Good for her.
Yeah, this was also like a few years ago. It was when the Emmy was fresh, so that's why we were immediately like, go open the door with it.
Poke them. Go to their crafty and stab their little sandwiches with it. Eat it off it like a fork.
Yeah, I think we eventually just had to find someone and explain the situation. They're just like, oh, we're so sorry.
So they sneak on the set. And by sneak, they walk right on and everyone's cool with them being there and talking. Which is an extraordinary no-no.
Like, look, here in Atlanta, we'll stand around and watch people, but you stay quiet.
Yeah, that's the rules.
And they're all acting like it's normal.
Yep.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like, you can't just walk into a set.
No.
And this looks like a back lot. So, like, they went into a studio and onto a set.
A PA got fired for sure. He's never going to work in this town again.
Poor guy.
The director calls cut. He's like, perfect. That was great. And there's like a legion of fans behind like a barricade that are like, Frankie, and they're like, all right,
someone
come say hi
to them.
Frankie.
They can just come on just, in.
Yeah, just come in. No rules, just right here on Frankie Chang Pictures. They start talking about what kind of movies they like. Lucas is like, yeah, kung fu movies are cool, but I really like samurai movies, of which I can name 7.
I really like Akira Kurosawa.
Yeah, right? Love Yojimbo. And 7 Samurai. Okay, Lucas, give me another one.
Ninja Turtles 3.
Ninja Turtles 3. Back in the Habit. What's that one called?
Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time. That was a video game.
Did you say Back in the Habit?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's still Turtles in Time.
That'd be ridiculous shit. Wes is like, I like westerns the most because of earlier when I was watching westerns. And then Katie's like, you boys and your action movies, I love musicals. And I was like, because I know the plot of this episode. I was like, I forgot about this. So stay tuned, everybody.
She has good taste and I trust her.
Yes. Jen does not say what kind of movie she likes, but it's pretty obvious it's kung fu movies that she's very into.
She is fangirling over Frank, and it's Frankie, yeah. And it's really cute.
She likes exactly one actor, so I guess we can assume what kind of movie she enjoys.
I mean, to be fair, I can name four major kung fu stars, because there's Jackie Chan,
yeah,
got your Michelle Yeoh, got your Donnie Yen, and your Jet Li.
Only two of those came to my mind. I'm sure you know which two.
Jet Li and Jackie Chan.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a crime?
Yeah, because those other two are great.
Yeah. Donnie Yen played the Monkey King in Monkey King number one. He was dressed up like a monkey the whole time.
He was.
The movie was dope. And Michelle Yeoh is just like the actual greatest. I don't know if there are any movies where her and Jackie Chan just get to be kung fu buddies, but I would pay any price to see that.
That would be so good.
Literally any amount of money. So a stunt guy got hurt, and this is when Wes is like, put me in, coach.
Yeah, they're like, oh, a stunt guy is hurt. And I think the director's like, he's fine, actually. And they're like, no, he's broke a wrist or something.
Well, no, the director's like, whatever, we'll just get rid of him. And they're like, no, he's very important. He does the big fight.
It's weird, because they're like, a stunt guy got hurt. And he's like, so what? And they're like, he's actually the villain in the movie.
Well, at least in this fight.
Yeah, that's my note was, is there no SAG here?
On a Power Rangers, do you think Saban is going to put anything resembling a union on his television show?
What it is, I think, is Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand wrote this, right? And they're just like, what? How do regular shows and movies get filmed? We don't know. We only know how to make this one. And so we'll write it that way.
We know how our stunt team works. But they...
Oh, man, that really... The director being like, just get rid of him is so like, hey, this is what Saban is like.
There's a couple things in this episode that I'm like, I wonder if they're just like trying to get one over on Saban or if they genuinely don't know how regular shows are produced.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. My other note was like, man, y'all gotta unionize.
Yeah, for real. So he's hurt and Wes is like, I can do it. And they're like, you, a guy who doesn't even belong on the set? And he's like, yeah, I watched the fight. You just fall down on the pad. And they're like, you got it. Get to makeup. What?
They don't even ask him to throw a kick.
That would be like if I just walked on a set and was like, it's okay, Tom Cruise, I got it from here. And they were like, you're right. You're the same height almost.
Yeah, you just walk in, you're like, yeah, I rappel down on a zip line and stop before I hit the floor. And they're like, perfect.
I'm like, yeah, I just hold on to a plane and hope I don't die. And they're like, yep, get on the plane.
Put him in makeup.
Get him a jacket.
They didn't even ask his name.
No, they don't intend on paying him. If they don't know his name, they, you know, can't be held responsible.
Which means he won't be put in the credits.
Nope. The perfect crime. So. Trip goes up to get an autograph, and he gets one from... He went up a second ago right before Wes is like, put me in. And Frankie gives him his autograph, and it's on a sheet of paper that has three holes punched in it.
Oh, he told it out of the script.
That's what I assumed.
I think they show it.
Do they?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Maybe I blinked.
Yeah, because
I thought
like,
I was like...
Because he's like, I need something.
Page.
Then he see the director puts down the script to go talk to the stuntman. And then he rips it out.
Yeah, and he just reaches down and pulls the page.
Way to go, Trip, for absolutely tanking a movie. To be fair, though, there should be at least 500 scripts on set, so like they should be fine.
Yeah.
The person sitting right next to the director, the script supervisor, also has at least two scripts on them, so... So he gets it.
But this is Power Rangers. They don't know about that. They don't know about a script supervisor.
They don't have a script.
It's about teamwork. You have to share.
Yeah. Toe to tip. Everyone's got to share, except Saban and money. That's for him. Sorry, original Power Rangers actors. I don't care if you make less than you would make working at McDonald's. Oh, is that in the history book? Is that in that a history of Power Rangers?
I doubt
where Jason,
it.
Where Austin St. John had to sleep in his car after he quit because he didn't have any money saved up because he couldn't.
These poor kids.
Unionize, Power Rangers. Hey, Hasbro, you'll be heroes forever if you just let them unionize. Then you'll be able to get Amy Jo Johnson back.
Nice.
He gets his, Trip gets his little autograph back and he's like, oh, thanks. And Frankie's like, nice hair, and he goes, thanks, you too.
And he like touches it.
Yeah.
They both touch each other's hair. It's a really cute moment. I actually like this a lot.
It's really good. And then Jen comes up, she's like, okay, Trip, we gotta go. Oh my god. Frankie Jen. Oh my god. It's like the most adorable fangirling I've ever seen in my life. I know I've said this a million times. Erin Cahill is the best actress they've ever had on the show.
Yeah, like, she's a great. Real actor.
Yeah, like, bar none. She's in commercials for Lean Cuisine.
She's also apparently in Georgia right now filming something, and part of me is like, please come to Atlantic Station. Please come to Atlantic Station.
She's in a commercial right now for something, and I want to say it's like TurboTax.
I think so. She's also Ted's little sister on How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which is wild. But yeah, she's great. You know who else is great? Patricia Jolly. She was in tortilla chips commercials. Whatever that famous brand of tortilla chips is, I can't remember. It's not Tostino's. Those are pizza rolls.
Tostitos. Pizza rolls are Totino's.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
They're very easy to mix up.
Yeah. I think dogs should vote.
I get that now.
Hey. She was in a commercial for Tostino's, and it was awesome. It was really good.
I have to look that up. I don't remember that.
Which one was it?
It was the one... She's, like, in the store looking at the end cap of Tostino's and just, like, having an existential crisis. But not really, like, a crisis, but just talking about, like through her day, but about Tostino's. And at one point, she's just talking about how, like, she doesn't want to have to call her mom because then her mom will ask why she doesn't have kids yet or something like that. And, like, it was just really good. And I was like, damn, Cassie.
Get it.
Get it, girl. Why are you on a regular TV show? Buy those chips. You deserve it. So we go to commercial. We come back, and Wes comes out of his trailer in a bad wig and a jacket. And a black shirt.
I love this bad wig so much. He looks ridiculous.
It's the best of the worst wigs here, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what this wig is?
No.
Legolas.
It's Legolas or Blonde Tommy.
It is kind of a Blonde Tommy wig.
Yeah, it's like long, but has like the top ponytail, like where like the top of it is pulled back, but the rest of it hangs down.
Oh, yeah, he does have a half pony.
Yeah, it's Blonde Tommy.
He's the bad guy.
Yeah, they're razzing JDF. Get him. So he goes to do a fight. Here's my note for the fight. Dope fight. Jen's horn.
Both of these are correct.
Yep.
It also auto-corrected horn to Hohen because I've been typing it out a lot. So if anyone knows what I spell on my phone.
Oh, there's a too much water there joke that I'm not going to make.
Benny tweeted that at us and I didn't get it. Is that a thing?
The IGN's review of the remakes was a 7.8 out of 10. And one of the cons they noted was too much water.
See, y'all posted the new image. And I wanted to make a joke about all the trumpets. But I was just like, nah, that might be too specific.
I don't get it.
The soundtrack is just a lot of horns.
Oh, that's dope. I got to start listening to it with sound on. As opposed to not listening to it at all with the sound off.
Too much trumpets, too much water.
Too much water, too much wet trumpets. Trumpets too wet, 7.8. They're doing what I deemed in my notes, impossible improv. Because Wes didn't learn any choreography. He went from not being an actor to being hired and going into the makeup trailer to coming out and fighting.
Yeah.
And then they're just like riffing. And this is the thing I noticed. I forgot what happens in a second, but I was like, why does Frankie Chang have the sword? The good guy should never have the sword if the bad guy is unarmed. Like
it gets knocked out of his hand for a second, and I was like, ah. And then he just picked it right back up, and I was like, okay.
So this is some subtle foreshadowing.
See, to go with that foreshadowing, I kept writing a bunch of notes all about, like, oh, you're not putting pads down when he falls. This is really mean. And then eventually just started crossing those out. We're like, oh, right, I remember now.
Because we just saw all the shots of them, like, the pad goes here. But Wes is just landing on the ground.
Wes does, like, a barrel roll over a pool table and knocks the sword out. And then he gets it back up and slashes at Wes. And it cuts his shirt.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, the sword is real. And for a second, I was like... Oh no, are they doing like a crow thing? Like where they've replaced things trying to kill the Power Rangers? Like that seems like it's in really bad taste. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. Nope, I figured it out. Because then Frankie goes a little nuts and starts slashing at Wes.
As soon as Wes is like, hey, that sword is real, Jen immediately unhorns. She's like, that's not right. And she like is yelling at the director.
Because Jen is a girl who can control herself. She knows when to hold them and when to fold them. So the Frankie chases Wes up a building on a ladder. They get on top of the building. Guys come in with a stunt pad, which would not do a ton. It's not the kind of pad you should jump off a building on.
Yeah, they need like an airbag. And yeah. Also, they don't set it down. They're like still holding it up.
Well, that actually is what you're supposed to do, because then you turn one fall into two little falls.
Yeah. Okay.
But the point is, you would still hurt yourself real bad.
Yeah, it'd just be a softer pain.
Yeah. You'd be like, I think I'm paralyzed, but less. So Wes gets thrown off. They move out of the way. Wes lands on the ground from two stories up. It looks real rough.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, ow. And then he looks in front of him, and the director's like, all right, cue the explosion. And there are bundles of dynamite.
Just dynamite. And it blasts him, like, all the way across the set.
He, like, lands. They run in there, like, to be like, Wes, are you okay? Oh, my God. And then the director's like, ah, you're ruining everything. And then he turns into a monster.
Yep.
Yeah, he points out the title of the movie on the script. The End of the Ranges.
Yes.
And then he turns into evil Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was trying to think who this guy reminds me of, and it's the most specific reference, and only Josh is going to get it, and I mean that literally. You know the head ring crew guy at Inspire Pro?
Yes.
That's the monster.
Yeah. No, that's accurate.
It's a real narrow pull.
Yeah. Imagine if this monster, instead of being a monster, was a Mexican guy.
Okay.
Who puts the ring up and told us where to get good tacos.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's who this reminded me of. And I was like, what director is this? Oh, it's not a director. It's a guy I saw on Sunday.
See, I just saw the hat, the beard, and the little like sweater. So I was just like, no, that's Spielberg.
Oh, it's very, now that you say it, like, yeah, it's 100% Spielberg. I named him Cameron in my notes, even though he looks nothing like James Cameron. I just like, it's the first name that came to mind.
I actually wrote down synagogue just to save you some ats.
So he says, welcome to Movie Madness, title drop, because we're watching an episode of TV, but also it's a movie. The movies say their titles in them. So we cut from there. A giant clapboard comes out and then claps, and we cut to a forest where Lucas materializes dressed as a samurai.
Yeah, the monster yells, cut to the samurai movie, and then it claps.
And now he's dressed like a samurai. And do a bunch of people surround him yet, or is he just confused in the woods?
I think he's just confused. There's a lot of quick, just like establishing cuts at first, and then everything starts to kind of go down.
Yeah, I think they just put everyone in their places and then go back to them.
Okay, this episode is so frantic, but feels good still.
Yeah.
I'm never lost, but it just keeps cutting in like a really satisfying way.
Yeah, it's a good busy.
Yeah, cut from there to the musical. Katie looks gorgeous.
Oh, she's got her dress.
She's got a great dress on. She's so excited. There's some guys on stage and one guy who's got like tails and a top hat. They start singing.
Yeah.
Katie sings. I forgot all about this.
Yep, it's adorable.
Then we cut to the Kung Fu movie where Jen is about to kick five Shaolin monks' asses.
Yeah, and she's just dressed like Chun-Li and it rules.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. Her hair's up in buns. She's got the Chinese-style dress on.
Jiang Sam, I think they're called.
I was going to ask you, so if that's what you think, then I'm going to say yes.
I probably said it wrong.
And she is told she has to defeat them to get the scroll.
Yes. Here is a minor yikes, one baby yikes junior. They are going hard into that, like, ha ha ha, the mouth movements don't match the voices. And there's a lot of, like, hyas and stuff, like, just coming from everywhere. And, like, everyone's overdubbed. And, like, it's a little much.
Yeah.
It's a little, but, like, it's still fun. But it's, like, a little much. And it's about to be completely surpassed by a big yikes later.
Oh, yeah. I think I know which one you're on.
Yeah. So stay tuned, everybody, for the one thing in this episode that I did not like. We cut from there. We don't cut from there. She starts fighting. We actually get fights for her.
Yep.
And it's dope.
I like that she's immediately into it. She like questions it for a second, then it's just like, nah, I got it.
Yeah.
This episode's really weird in that sometimes they are aware that what is happening is very odd, and other times they are characters in the world that they're put in.
Well, like, Lucas is like half and half. Wes and Triple, which we'll see in a minute, they're like, all right, something weird's going on, partner. But like, you know.
I think Lucas is just immediately into it too.
Yeah, he like looked at his outfit and he was like, yes, my time has come. Katie's like, where am I? And then their singing starts and she's like, this is where I am. Oh, I'm singing? Oh, awesome. Jen is like, okay, there's like a really cool orange filter over everything that I'm really digging. Then he's like, to get this scroll, you need to defeat these other monks. And she's like, got it. And then starts to go.
And I will say, I like that they like grade the different areas as like the type of movie they are. So like the kung fu movie has like that yellowish grade to it, and then like the samurai ones are black and white, and the musical's like really like spotlight lit.
Yeah, the western looks like an episode of Power Rangers in space because it's shot on Onyx. Like the same set is dope. I like that they didn't go full sepia because this is kind of like the bridge.
Yeah
So there's like some cameras and stuff, so like it's like the bridge. I just really like how they're like, something is different here. This is not what things seem. We don't go to them yet, because we go to commercial, we come back, and we're in regular world, and Circa is flying around Eric, and he's like, Eric, you got to help me find the other Rangers. I did a scan. They're not anywhere.
And Eric is just like, it's not about you, Circa.
He's like, get out of here. I don't care. And then Circa says something like, they aren't in this dimension. And Eric's like, okay, well, that's bad. Yeah.
Eric's like, well, that's a line. I think they crossed the line.
Now I have to care.
But then Spielberg pops up and he's like, hey, you're going to be in the movie too. But first, you got to audition.
If you want to be in my movie, you have to audition. And Eric is like, what is
I don't.
Happening?
What? Are you? No, no, thank you. And then he Spielberg like gestures behind him at the casting table. And there's a casting director and assistant casting director. Yes, they are time putties. Obviously, they do have a stack of 100,000 headshots of Dan Southworth.
One of them is in a dress.
One of them's in a dress.
The Cyclobots do some good work in these two episodes.
Yeah.
They have a lot of personality that they don't get in any other episode that we've watched.
Yeah.
Because this episode, they're just like, hey, we're doing fun stuff. Just do fun stuff. So they're just like wearing fun costumes, like it's a good time.
It's because they're pretending to be people.
Yeah, it's great. There's like lemonade on there.
They're not making any sounds, but they're gesturing with their hands as if they are talking.
Yeah,
and Spielberg is responding to them, and it's very good.
It's really good. So there's a dope fight. I know you're shocked.
What, Eric? Was it a good fight? I don't believe it.
He does a move in this fight that I watched it three times. He does a side flip, but like, I don't even know how to explain it. He does like a full side flip, but lands on one leg into a kick with the other leg. It is so amazing.
There's two points in this fight where I'm like, he just spun four or five times in the air and did not jump. He just pivoted from where he was standing very quickly. It's insane because he does so many just like low spins. I can't even describe it as parkour because you like do a jump side flip when you do that. But he just instead flips over to his other foot one time with like no elevation.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he did it.
God, that's awesome.
Long, arduous hours of practice.
Yeah.
But he does end up getting got, and he's cast in the movie. And so we get another like clapboard cut to the jungle movie where he's doing a Tarzan yell.
It cuts to him just swinging in. He's like, ah!
And another just wig.
Yes.
Oh,
it is. Oh my God. What, this wig is the wig equivalent of his big shirt from a couple episodes ago.
Like, they didn't even brush it. It's entirely in his face.
He like, first of all, I get it. Because I went to the store today and it was cold, so I wore a toque instead of putting my hair up. I took the toque off because it was in a store and it was warm. And after about 10 minutes, my hair is like, I'm going to get it all in your face. You're not going to be able to see when you're trying to cash out. And I'm like, bud, chill for 2 seconds.
I just got my hair cut this afternoon.
It looks good.
So that I can see when I look down.
Nice. My hair is out of control. I need to get it cut.
Yeah, it's almost touching your eyebrow. It is touching your eyebrows.
I know.
You look homeless, Shannon.
Out of control.
Yeah, no, mine is like 14, 15 inches long. So he is not happy about his hair because he's like, what is this? How can I see my hair?
But he is squatting down like a Tarzan.
Yeah, he's doing Tarzan moves. Yeah.
So it's like he's aware he's in a movie, but can't control the fact that he is acting in it.
I think that's kind of how everyone is.
I think that's part of the gimmick.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, I like it.
I do like it, too. It's just sometimes it's confusing on if they know what they're doing or not.
Right. I think it's like a we can't help but do it, even though we know we are doing it and don't want
to. Yeah, and then in Jen's case, she's like, well, I might as well just have a good time beating these dudes up.
Jen's like, hell yeah, my time has come. We do see a monkey who's trying to get some nanners. And so Eric, secret good boy, goes up and gets a nanner for this monkey and gives it to him, and then the monkey just opens it and eats it. And we watch all this happen, and it was filmed, and it's in the TV show, and it's really cute.
It is very cute. I liked it a lot.
And Eric's just sitting there, like, trying to be grumpy, but, like, he's watching a monkey eat a banana that he gave it. So it's so good. Then the yikes happens. So Eric's in a jungle movie, and using 4 or 5 sets of air quotes here. Native savages shows up, and it's bad. This is bad. The Turbo movie, it's bad every time it happens.
I will say they don't focus the camera on them, like, at all, so you never get a good look at them. So it's at least like, well, we're avoiding seeing it, so we can't see how bad it is, which is nice.
Yeah.
And in the kayfabe of the movie, or of the, in the kayfabe of this episode, they are cogs, not cogs.
That's Zio. That's 4 years ago.
They are cronies.
they have masks on. It never focuses on them. It's a Power Rangers stunt team, like, obviously, but, like, you know, at least they're not trying to draw attention to it.
Yeah, but it's still always a yikes no matter what.
It is a little uncomfy. The monkey bounces.
Yeah, the monkey's out. He's like,
got his nanner. He's going to go enjoy it.
The monkey's union. So then we cut back to the prison where Nadira comes in. She's like, Daddy, I never get to do anything I want. And he's like, what do you mean? You have so much money and jewels and stuff. And she's like, do you think I'm that shallow? Do you think that's all I want? No, I also want to be a famous movie star.
I love her.
She's so good.
Yeah, at one point, Rancic, because she's like, I want to be famous. And he's like, well, you're the daughter of Rancic,
who's going to control the world. And she's like, but I also want to be a movie star.
She's like, that's fine. But.
So she's like, put me in the movie. And he's like, okay, yeah. And she's like, sorry, what was that? Come again for Big Fudge? She's like, yeah, I'll put you in the movie. That sounds like a good idea. And then we cut to Rancic on set, like, between some trailers, going up like the producer of this movie.
Yeah, I wrote down executive producer Rancic.
It's so good because it's so out of place. He's not menacing. He's going there as someone's dad.
Yeah, he goes up to Spielberg and he's like, hey, buddy.
Hey, so I like what you're doing with the movie. I think you should put Nadira in it. And Spielberg's like, that's a terrible idea. Spielberg's real name is Cinecon because everybody's name is Con and he's a movie con, so get it. I feel like Cinecon is like a chain of movie theaters somewhere in the world, like in North Carolina or in Connecticut.
Probably. That's definitely a small town movie theater.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, no, she's not a good actress. Like, I'm never going to put her in the movies. And Rance is like, okay, let me try this again. You put her in a movie.
He like picks him up and shoves him against the trailer.
Yeah. He goes full dad.
Oh, I love Mean Dad Rancic.
It's so good. And then he's like, oh yeah, it's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that? So then we cut to...
Well, when Rancic is walking away, Cinecon looks at us through the camera and is like, producers always mess with everything.
I love this episode so much. Then Rancic leaves and we cut to the Wild West. And here comes Old West Trip and Old West Wes.
Hey, I have a big question for Old West Trip.
Okay, let me paint a picture. Or actually, Shannon, would you like to paint a picture for us?
That they're both dressed as cowboys. I think Wes is in like a red shirt and tan pants, and it looks great. I don't remember what Trip was wearing because I was definitely like, Wes, my note just says Wes looks good. That I drew like a hand doing an okay symbol.
let me help you with Trip. He has his stupid backpack on.
He does have his stupid backpack on.
It's not even like a leather version.
No.
I love it.
It's just straight up his dumb backpack.
It's his one strap backpack.
It's his comfort blanket.
He needs it.
They would have burned him at the stake for being a witch.
No. Yeah, they would have taken one look at a zipper and been like, whoa, you gotta go. Get him. Hang this boy up from his toes and find out the secrets of this zipper. What sorcery is this?
And then he's also got green hair.
He also does have green hair, too. That is also probably a bigger one. But I think the fact that he has ensorcelled a rucksack to open and close with teeth like a mouth would be the bigger thing.
Sometimes you gotta go into town with a demon on your back. It's fine.
Sometimes. Look, I would watch that show. I love weird westerns. I would watch that show. Even if the only weird thing is someone's got a backpack.
Just a straight up 2001 backpack.
They go into Onyx Saloon. It's literally the set from Onyx, the evil planet from In Space and Lost Galaxy for a minute. There's a couple episodes of Lost Galaxy in there.
Yeah.
And maybe Turbo. Did they ever go to Onyx? I don't think so.
I think Dark Hondo was the first one that went to Onyx.
I think you're right. So they go in and Trip says, hey, everybody in here is wearing black hats, which is the best callback Power Rangers has ever done.
Yeah.
In a walk. It's so good. Wes is like, it's all right. Just be cool. And he's like tipping his hat and they go up and they order two sarsaparillas because that's what you do when you're in a Western all of a sudden.
I don't know what that is. Is that booze?
No, it's like a vanilla soda, but old timey.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like not a root beer, but almost a root beer.
Because in a second, we're going to see Wes drink it, and he makes a face like he just pounded three X's.
No, it's literally like vanilla root beer.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds very good, actually.
But like old-timey root beer is really intense if you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
Okay, that might be the face then.
So he's probably like, ooh, but I think they also might be like, hey, get it?
Right.
Hey, it's rot gut. So... then we do a tracking shot, like, away from them, like, through, like, we go out in the back of the saloon.
Yeah, we go out, like, the back door.
Yeah, and then, like, the trailer's there. So, like, we're on a movie set now, and every other one has just been, like, the movie is diegetic, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And then now, all of a sudden, like, this is a set, though, and, like, we have Crafty out back, and the trailers are behind the saloon. Also, what's great about this is they are filming on location in an Old West saloon, and the trailers are behind the saloon, and they just go to them. Because the one-shot tracking shot, Power Rangers never does stuff like this. It's amazing.
Yeah, and these episodes have, like, no Sentai footage in them, so they had to, like, not be cheap.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, where are they gonna save it? And I feel like there's gotta be two or three episodes coming up that just use as much Sentai footage as possible. So I'm gonna be on the lookout for that. So then we do this tracking shot to Nadir's trailer, and Spielberg is there, and there's a PA crony who's like knocks on the door, and he's like, Nadir, it's time for your scene. And she opens the door so hard that she kills the putty.
I love her.
It hits this man for real in the head as hard as Kate, what's her last name? Melton? Sheldon. Kate Sheldon. Like, she for real swings the door open and they're like, just do it. He'll be fine. He's got a helmet on. And it just clobbers him. And I was like, oh, buddy, I hope you got some extra money that day. Shannon, what is Nadira wearing?
She is wearing a bright orange cowgirl outfit. And I think does she have a white or black hat on? I can't remember.
It's a weird kind of...
Or was it brown?
It's like a speckled hat, almost.
It's paint?
It's like a lighter color. It's not just black, but I feel like there's a pattern of some sort on it.
Probably. And she's got, like, big curls, and her outfit is just so, like, bedazzled. It's great.
There are so many rhinestones. It's wild.
Right underneath my Cowboy West comment is Cowgirl Nadira with the same okay hand redrawn.
I don't think that color orange existed yet in
nature,
in the Old West.
She's also going to get burned at the stake. And she has no zippers.
She also has that bright pink hair.
Bright pink hair.
And she's putting on such an Old West accent.
It's so cute.
It's so good. So then he calls action and we go to like it's a little bit grainier and she like walks in and she's like, ah, and like acting her heart out. And I think they were like, all right, Kate, eat the scenery, chew it and spit the bones out.
We know by design Nadira is an overacted character, but we need you to punch that up just a little more.
Now you're overacting as Nadira, so it's like piling on top of each other.
This one goes to 12. It blows past 11. She comes in, she's like, there they are. And the barkeep's like, do you know these men? She's like, they burned my barn down and stole my dad's boots.
Doesn't someone go, his boots?
Yeah, the barkeep's like, what kind of low-down yellow belly varmint would do such a thing?
It's the boots that get everybody going. Well, Nobody cares about the barn.
Sometimes you gotta burn a barn down. Everyone here is wearing black hats. Everyone here burned a barn down, but you leave a man's boots to him. There are rules. Then we get... Oh, no, then she walks over. Someone puts a chair down, and I thought she was about to sit. No, she stands up on the chair after they dust the peanuts off, and she stands up and has a sack of money and says $500 to the man who brings them to justice. And she is doing like the cowboyest accent she can muster. It's so good. And then there is a dope ass fight, y'all.
Yeah, this fight's really cartoony, too. Like, there's a scene where, like, they do the drag across the bar with Trip and, like, throw him off the side, and then he has, like, peanuts in his nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. It's at this point where I'm like, hey, this feels like season one again.
Yeah, because they're just having fun fighting in a place, like, and using the environment instead of being, like, fight in this car park, you know?
Yeah, Trip also does, like, he gets off the stool and, like, jumps from the bar to, like, a pillar. In like a weird split move that was cool.
They kicked a guy kicks the chair out from under him and he like leaps off of it right before and like is Spider-Maning between the bar and a support beam.
So awesome.
It's so good. Wes's fight is dope. Like this whole, if you don't watch any other episode. So when we watched Turbo, I was like, if you don't watch any episode of Turbo, please watch the Jacket episode. And everyone who's watched Jacket episode is like, you're right. It was wild or it was great. But no one is like, I was disappointed, like, because you can't be by the Jacket episode. It's too weird.
Can't confirm. I watched the Jacket episode.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
It's great. This is Time Force's Jacket episode, and you need to watch this, if for no other reason than all of the stunts and fights are amazing.
And there's two of them, so they're like, we know.
Yeah, and they do a whole other one next, so they've got to been like, let's keep this going. Let's do this for 2 weeks. So Trip is thrown out. He does some stunts to get away from there so he can call Circuit. Circuit's like, where are you? And he's like, we're in a dimension. And then we cut to Lucas, who sees a woman in trouble. She's a samurai princess just in the woods with some evil samurai who want to have bad intentions, it seems like. And so Lucas is like, yes.
He looks over and sees her in trouble. And then he looks back, so we are looking at his profile again, and you kind of just see his eyebrows go, oh yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
And he runs over there to save her.
They do a fight with swords. It's a good sword fight. We cut to what I just called La La Land.
Basically.
Because Katie's in front of a, like, she's on, like, a set, and it, like, there's, like, a blue thing behind it with, like, spotlights, and it says Hollywood, and it looks just like the poster for La La Land. And they're just doing more singing and dancing, just having a fun. Katie has a fun time this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone else is fighting, and she's just, like, dancing with a dude, having a nice night.
Like, this guy's not even sinister or anything. He's just like, let's have a good time dancing. And she's like, yes, please.
I feel like it's because they know she's the strong one, so they're like, just put her somewhere where she can't fight anyone, because she'll win immediately.
Yeah, she will rip the dimension apart, and we can't have that. Then we cut back to Jen, more good fighting. That's awesome. Then we cut to Eric, And this is Yikes number two. It's really Yikes part two. It's Big Yikes part two.
Big Yikes continued.
Where he's in a cage and there's a big pot and it's boiling and he's like, they're going to cook me? And he's very angry about it. And that was funny, whole like cannibal native savages is bad.
The whole situation is definitely a yikes, but just his delivery of, you're going to cook me? Really? Yeah. It caught me off guard.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
It was very much they're eating her. Then they're going to eat me.
They're going to eat me.
Oh my God. I do love how indignant he is about this. Then we cut to Wes getting thrown out of the bar, surrounded by cronies, and Nadira comes out and she's like, looks like it's the end of the trail for you, partner. To be continued. That's the end of part one of Movie Madness. Shannon.
Yeah.
You're our guest. What's the best?
Oh, God. I feel like saying the entire concept is cheating, so I'll go with Jen fangirling over Frankie.
Ooh, that was really good. I'm going to say it's the entire fake Frankie movie part. It's filmed in Letterboxd. It's like very much a love letter to not only obviously Jackie Chan, but like to the stuntmen who are performing it. Like, I feel like it was like, hey guys, we really appreciate you. We want you to like go nuts and like do whatever, like just have the most fun you can. And it looks like they do. Josh, you got best?
How broad can I get with it?
It's our show,
this
baby.
This is half my show. I have 50% stock in this show. My favorite is all the fights. My best is all of the fights.
Every last one.
Josh's best this episode. The fights.
Look, you're not wrong.
Because they're all good unmorph fights. There's not a single Power Ranger in this episode.
No.
Yep.
And we get a lot of good, like, it's not all just stunt people either, because we get a lot of shots of Erin Cahill doing her kung fu fights.
Yeah.
She's got some moves.
She does. We get Dan. I don't think every time we see Dan Southworth, that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because why would you downgrade? Shannon, what's the worst?
I got to go with the second yikes of just the natives. It's just an old hat. And even though they're parodying movies in like 2001, I feel like they could have found a better way to do that.
Yeah, I feel like the better way to do that would have been like, you're George of the Jungle and here comes Van Pelt from Jumanji or something like that. You know, like
a Clayton.
Like a Clayton or a poacher instead of cannibal natives, which is just never good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to piggyback off of that.
Since you both are doing that, I'm gonna give my very specific worst, and that is when they, right before they call action, they go, camera, action, you got to roll sound, buddy.
Don't you also have to say lights, or is that only in the movies?
That's only in the movies. Okay. Yeah. The lights are already up by the time you're rolling camera.
Yeah, you don't have to turn those off.
The lights and the camera are not the same department, but they are under the same person. The director of photography is over both, so your lights are already on by the time. Plus, you have to do setups. But then you go, you ever hear anyone in like a movie that where they're doing a movie, they say speed? Mm-hmm. That's because they're rolling sound up, because you need to have sound to hear the movie.
Well, yeah.
Unless you're doing it silent, or you're just shooting MOS, which means minus optical sound. I'm having flashbacks to my 16mm class.
It's okay. I definitely had a note that when he was just like, print it, it's perfect. I'm like, you're not going to check the dailies? Like, look at the playback for 2 seconds.
You're going to need to sync those and like, edit it together? No, just print it. It's fine.
No, it was so good, he doesn't need to.
I mean, look, it was pretty good. So that's my minor worst. That's my worst. Like, Benny put that on the sheet, but like, for real, it's Big Yikes part two. So that's it for us. Shannon.
Yeah.
Two questions. First, you want to come back next time?
Yes.
Dope.
No, I'll just do part one.
Okay, cool. Hey, it's up to you. Second question. Where can people find you online, should you wish to be found?
You can find me on Twitter at Shannon Maynor. I have a Patreon. That's patreon.com/ShannonMaynorArt. I have a webcomic up. That's DragonSanctuaryComic.com. ShannonMaynorArt.tumblr.com, where I barely post anymore because Tumblr is eating itself and I don't care.
Tumblr wants to quit and won't.
Yeah.
So it's trying to get fired.
Bless its heart.
Yeah. So we will see you on Friday for Movie Madness Part 2. I'm so stoked. I know I vividly remember one thing that happens that I cannot wait to talk about. It's going to be a great time. But that's on Friday. And until then,
may the power protect you.
This is a Monday episode, which is when we normally do. There's a plane. Hold on.
I believe we have a rule that we don't do any stuff with guests.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say that. But then a plane happened.
Throw those emails in the garbage.
Throw them in the trash.